Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken, you're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com and we look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
So, have you ever wondered why some businesses attract clients effortlessly, but others struggle to get noticed? Our next guest is going to show us how to craft a powerful marketing message that not only connects, but it converts and it drives real growth. So I'm excited to introduce to the podcast, Nikki Chang Paulus. So welcome to the show, Nikki. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you for inviting me, Jeannie. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and I want to share it out to a lot of people because it's probably one of the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. Your message is so important. Before we get into that, Nikki, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about your business. Tell us a little bit about your journey to your business.
I started in the corporate world. I spent over 20 years in the corporate world, and then I decided, hey, you know what? I've had enough of this and I'm going to retire. That's exactly what I did. I didn't know what I was going to do. And next thing I know, somebody came up to me and said, Nikki, I got laid off. Says, I want to take this package, severance package, and I want to start a business. I know exactly what I want to do. I have no idea how to start a business. And you've got all this business knowledge. And will you help me? And it was like, I stood back and it was like, that was what I was supposed to do. And my exact words to him at that time was, sure, why not? I have nothing better to do with my time. I was retired, but listening to the universe. And that's what it brought me to work with. I work exclusively with small business owners and helping them incorporate some of the concepts through that large organizations use and bring it into the small business owner. So originally when I started my business, it was working in business systems, helping people build systems with their business so they can get consistent results. Here's the thing that I recognize. So I started going to networking events to get clients, and I'm sitting here going, and I'm giving them my intro, and people are just kind of looking at me. Have you ever had that feeling like, I'm not sure if these people understand what I can do? And it was really frustrating. So I kept adjusting my message until one day I went to one networking event, and it was a table of 8 women. And I was one of them. And all the 7 other women, I gave my 60-second intro. And 2 of them looked at me and said, oh my gosh, it's like you're in my head. Can we talk? And it's bingo, magic happens. But the question is, how do you get that magic to happen? Which is why over the years, I've really specialized and honed in on how people can get a better investment with their marketing, because there's so much you could be doing. And I chose to focus a lot on the message, because let me share with you, Jeannie, is if you can't get your message across, it's a hard road for marketing.
Without a doubt. I love that. And I love that you started with in-person networking, because I think it's undervalued and you needed that spark of people saying, oh, that's what I need. You know what I mean? And you wouldn't have gotten that necessarily if you hadn't done in-person networking. My business partner always says there's $1 million of business in our own backyard. Sometimes we just need to get out there and find it. So that's
absolutely. Mind you, I started my business before that big C word, COVID. So there was no such thing as online networking back then. It was all in person. But even now, looking at in-person and online networking, the connection just is not there online. It's different. It's just different.
Yeah, I would say it's different as well. And it's funny, we always talk about systems. We love systems. I especially love creating them. My business partner loves using them. And we always say systems aren't sexy, but they're so important. So it goes back to sell them what they want, but give them what they need.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And systems is the way to do it. And I have come up with systems on how people can deliver that powerful message. Now, when I say message, everybody's thinking the 60-second intro. Would you agree with me? What am I going to say at a networking event? But when I say message, I'm not only talking about the 60-second intro. I'm also talking about your social media profiles. I'm talking about your website. I'm talking about your signature talk. And I'm talking about what do you say when you're being interviewed by somebody. All of these are part of your message. So it spans, there's a huge span of what you want to be consistent. You want a system that is consistent, that when you're delivering that consistent message to people, will see it in different angles. And that one day that light bulb will come on and say, I need to reach out to you.
I love that. So let's talk a little bit about how you help your clients craft that message. Tell us a little bit about that.
Jeannie, would you be interested in the three steps for a powerful message?
Without a doubt,
Okay.
let's do it.
Okay. So let's go into the steps. So there's three steps, and I'm going to start off with step number one. And I know I sound like a broken record player when I say this. It's about identifying who your target audience is. Everybody says, sure, we talk about it, but we don't understand it. So I'm going to share with you, Jeannie, an example of why it's important that we understand who our target audience is. Okay. I'm going to look at a massage therapist. You good with that? Okay. Massage therapist. A massage therapist offers massage therapy services. But this particular massage therapist decides she wants to target stay-at-home moms. And her message might be something along the lines, come, get away from the kids for a couple of hours, relax, de-stress, so you can go back to being the best mom possible. Let me ask you this, Jeannie. If you are hanging out with a bunch of rambunctious kids all day, is that attractive?
Oh, without a doubt. I have been.
Absolutely. Exactly. Now, let me ask you this, Jeannie. Would that message attract seniors?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, for seniors, this massage therapist might say, I'll loosen up your joints. I'll work out those knots in your muscles so you can enjoy life pain-free and spend more time with your grandkids. It's the exact same service. The message between the two demographics are completely different. This is why it's so important that we do clearly define who our target audience is. And one of the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to that target audience is it's too broad. It's not honing in on that individual that's going to go, yes, pick me. So that is the first step with identifying your target audience. The second step is designing content to attract your audience. I'm going to share with you a story here. Jeannie, I'm going to show up at your doorstep, I'm going to knock on your door, and you're going to open the door. And there I am standing there. And in one hand, I have a box of crackers. And in another hand, I have a brick of cheese. What's going through your mind, Jeannie?
Where's the bottle of wine?
Okay, excellent. I love that. Okay, now I'm going to take that box of crackers and I'm going to take that brick of cheese and I'm going to put it in a basket and I'm going to wrap cellophane around it and put a giant bow on it. Now, when I show up at your doorstep, what's going through your mind?
Yeah, now I know it's a gift that somebody sent me or that they've brought to me.
Excellent. Now, would you agree with me? It's the exact same box of crackers and it's the exact same brick of cheese. Yes, definitely. Now, here's the thing. We all have our gifts and skills that we bring to the table. It's how we package up our skills and gifts. That's one of the key components to your marketing message. Now, when I talk about your marketing message, we're going deeper into this. And this is about what I call getting clarity on your product brand. Now, your product brand, some people are thinking logos, fonts, and colors. No, I'm not talking, that's visual branding. When I talk about product branding, I'm talking about these key elements. One is who is your target audience and how do you help your audience? Okay. The second key to product brand is how do you stand out from the crowd? Because to tell you the truth, there's a lot of people offering similar services. So how do you stand out from the crowd? Number three is how do you position yourself as the expert? Okay, so that's number three. Number four, this is probably one of the most important ones. How do you articulate the value that you bring for them to justify investing in your services? This is absolutely key. So how do you articulate the value to justify having them invest in your services? And number five is how do you lead them into the next stage of your sales and marketing cycle? So this is really important, right? Once you get clarity on all of that, then putting together your message makes a huge difference. So I had this one client. She had been going to the same networking event over and over again, and she wasn't getting anything. This was back in the in-person days, right? And then so we worked on getting clarity on her product brand, her target audience, her product brand, and all of that. And we put together a 60-second intro for her. And the next time she went to that event, she got up, she did her 60-second intro, and she sat down. And she called me that evening. She said, "Mickey, this is the first time they asked me for my business card." She was so excited, right? So when you are able to clearly articulate what you and in that, then everything you do in marketing will start to come together. This is how you get your return on your investment, is getting clarity on your product brand so you can put together your message, and then everything comes together.
Love that. I love this. So tell me, maybe one of your clients that you worked with, and I'm specifically interested in hearing more about how you helped them articulate the value of what they were bringing to the table.
That's a very interesting question. It's actually a process that I've developed to be able to take that individual through that process. Jeannie, I wish it was as simple for me to say, "Here are the questions, fill it out, and the answer is at the end of the day." I can do that, right? But here's the thing that's really unique about what I do, because I am taking people through that process to uncover what their product brand is. And the three secret sauces to that. And first of all, I'll be totally upfront and honest with you. The questions that I ask them are standard sales and marketing questions. There should be no surprises in there. However, the secret sauce number one is it's the order in which I ask the questions, because I'm actually taking the brain through a decision-making process. So if a person answers this, we're going to go this way. If they answer that, we're going to go that way. So it is a decision-making process. The second secret sauce to this process, it's in the facilitation. Now, Jeannie, there have been statistics that show that when it comes to communication, over 50% is nonverbal. It's in your reaction to the questions, or it's in how you respond. It's not the words that are coming out of the mouth. It's about me being able to see what you are saying and what you may not be. So it's number two, it's in the facilitation. And number three, it's in the collaboration. So if you say something to me, Jeannie, it might trigger something in my mind. "Hey, have you thought about this? Or have you thought about that?" And between the two of us brainstorming, oh my gosh, magic can absolutely happen. And those are really the three components that the process that I take people through, AI can't do. As much as I love AI and I do use AI, there are some things that they just can't cover.
Yeah, absolutely. People realize because it does have so much information, it doesn't have feelings. It doesn't have passion. And you were talking about that. It made me think of, I had a guest on and he was telling us about what he did. But when I asked him about a specific client, like he lit up because he was so excited to tell me about this client that he helped and how he helped them. And that's part of the whole nonverbal communication is seeing that inspiration and that excitement in somebody's face.
Absolutely. I had a client the same way as we were going through the process. Next thing I noticed was how excited she got. Her voice started, she started speaking really fast and just the tone and the volume. And when I asked her, I said, "You notice how excited you got when you answered that question?" She said, "No." It wasn't until I pointed it out that she realized, oh my gosh, maybe we've got something here. And it was like a light bulb moment for her. It was incredible.
I love that. I love hearing that. So tell us, Nikki, what are the top mistakes that people make when they're trying to craft their message?
Ah, great question, Jeannie. That actually leads to the third step, which is one of the biggest mistakes that people make. And it's about making that connection with the audience and choosing the right words to make that connection. I'm going to share another story with you. We're a genie, we're going to bake a birthday cake, okay? We're going to bake a birthday cake and we're going to put in the oven. We're going to make the cake itself. The cake itself is your marketing content. Okay, now let me ask you this, Jeannie. Would you agree with me that how I decorate the cake for a toddler is going to be very different than how I decorate the cake for my mother's birthday?
I should think so.
Okay, but the cake itself is the same. So the marketing content is the cake, but the words that we choose to articulate it can be different. And I'm going to share with you an example. Jeannie, have you heard the term elevator pitch?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. It's been around
Okay.
forever.
It's been around forever. Now, here's the thing, Jeannie. I work with heart-centered entrepreneurs. Many of us work from our home. We do not have an elevator. We live in a completely different world than corporate. And the term elevator pitch doesn't resonate with them. So you'll always hear me call it the 60-second intro, but it's the exact same thing. The words we choose to represent it are completely different. It's the icing on the cake. So when you ask me what is the mistake, is not testing out our marketing content to see what makes a connection. So one of my clients, she came up to me. She's a marketing person, okay? She's in marketing, so she should know this stuff, right? She needed a name, a title for her new program. So her and I came up with about five different titles. And I said, I want you to take those five titles. I want you to test it. See what people are tending towards. And she came back and she said, Nikki, they all picked this one title. And I said, why do you look so glum? And she said, it's the one that I resonate with least. And I looked at her and I said to her, are you selling this program to those people who voted, or are you selling it to yourself? And she's, oh, you're
It's so
right.
hard. Yeah, it's so hard. You can't, but you have to find that excitement. And that can be just a learned thing. But yeah, the most important thing is that your audience is excited about it.
Absolutely. And that's probably one of the biggest mistakes. We may spend hours on what we think is a work of art. The real question is, does it make a connection with your audience? That is what really matters.
Yeah, I love that. So that brings me to think about, what about return on investment? How do you help your clients get an amazing return on investment? I love the whole cake and the icing thing. That's going to stick with me, but I'm excited to hear about your return on investment.
Your return on investment. Okay. A lot of people come up to me and goes, Nikki, I've tried Facebook ads. I've tried social media. I wrote a book and all of this stuff. Marketing doesn't work. Here's the thing. If people don't understand what you do, and if that message doesn't really align with your audience, then it doesn't matter what you do. It's not going to resonate. So in order to get the best return on your investment, start by focusing on your message. Once you get that really powerful message that you've tested and that makes a connection with the audience and people are drawn to it, now whatever you do in marketing will have the desired results. So always start by looking at your message, because sometimes it's not the methods. The methods work. They're absolutely fabulous. Does it resonate with your audience?
Yeah, and that's so important, especially now, because there's just so much noise out there, so much information that you have to know what resonates with and how to articulate that and get that across, and sometimes in a very short amount of time.
Yes, definitely, which is why I do have a gift for the audience.
Thank you. Yes, talk
Because you
about
brought
that.
up, but you're right, there's not a lot of time. And a lot of people ask me, like when people ask them, what do? They're totally dumbfounded. They don't know what to say. People don't understand what they do, which is why, as a gift to the audience, is it's what to say when you only have 30 seconds. And it's a formula that gives you a framework on how to get that compelling message out there that people will say, tell me more. And that is, it's the start of your message. So that's my gift to your listeners here.
That is so unique. We appreciate that. And we will put a link to that in the show notes below. So the last thing I will ask you, Nikki, is I know there's people listening who are saying, oh my gosh, I need to talk to her because this is exactly what I need for my business. So what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
The best way to reach out to me is through my website. And it's ncpconsulting.net. And we'll put that into the show notes.
Yep, we absolutely will. And now I'm going to be thinking about cake for the rest of the day. But Nikki, thank you so much for joining me. This has been such a great conversation. There's so much to be learned here. And thank you for my gift for your audience.
Thank you very much for having me, Jeannie. And yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.